Cybersecurity experts are calling on the federal government to up its game when it comes to protecting your data. While cyber breaches cost businesses $29 billion a year, several of the government's own departments don't comply with minimum security standards, which may be leading to more attacks. Victoria's former Privacy Commissioner says Australia's data is only getting less safe despite the federal government spending billions of dollars on the problem annually. Isabel Rowe reports.
Australia's best cybersecurity minds are gathered in Melbourne, many with warnings that we're not doing enough to protect data. Among them is Professor David Watts.
Why are we pursuing policies which see much more of our information being shared when the security risk associated with that has not been properly dealt with?
The former Victorian Privacy Commissioner, now La Trobe University information law expert, argues that's contributing to an exponential increase in cyber attacks. The federal budget for cyber threat mitigation is about $4 billion this financial year. Add that to the more than $20 billion estimated annual cost to the economy of successful cyber attacks, and Professor Watts says Australians aren't getting value for money.
There is no other area of public policy or of social policy where such a, you know, enormous costs are borne by the economy and where we seem to be less safe than more safe.
While businesses are the most common targets, government agencies are increasingly being hacked. David Watts is calling on governments to wind back their widespread sharing of information between departments.
The examples just proliferate each week. The regional Victorian hospital system has been subject to a ransomware attack. We have governments increasingly want to share information under open data policies, and all of those initiatives involve our personal information being circulated more broadly.
Cybersecurity policy is the responsibility of the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, who wasn't available for an interview. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Home Affairs Department says the government has committed $156 million to a cyber resilience and workforce package and will develop a 2020 cybersecurity strategy. But opposition spokesman on cybersecurity, Tim Watts, claims the government is already behind.
Commitments made under the 2016 cybersecurity strategy have never been followed through on. It was a commitment to develop an information sharing portal to share threat intelligence gathered by the government with business to push that out through the Australian community. That's never happened.
And not all government departments have yet met the minimum recommended security standards devised by the Australian Signals Directorate. Rachel Falk is the chief executive of the Cybersecurity Cooperative Research Centre. She says the government is working to meet those standards.
You have government focused on that, and that they can really answer questions about how data will be secure. How is it being looked after? So people, there's trust with government about that, and they trust the systems and services government deliver.
That's the chief executive of the Cybersecurity Cooperative Research Centre, Rachel Falk, ending Isabel Rowe's report.